Howdy.
Howdy.
You know, I love, always love being back in Aggieland when a howdy gets a good response. What do they say in Lubbock?
Guns up? I don't.
You really can't hear it over the wind.
The wind's blowing too loud.
I don't know what they say there. I'm so excited to be here today. You know, we've been working on this as a community. We've been working on this effort for about 2.5 years now. It's really cool to get a room full of people to talk about internet, right? 5 years ago, actually 14 years ago when I started my business, getting people to even think about or talk about the internet as a critical utility was kind of like shouting into the wind, you know? It just really wasn't registering on people's radar. So I'm excited that thank you so much for being here. I want to recognize a few of our guests. First, Mrs. Gina Flores, representing Congressman Bill Flores. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. We absolutely love what your husband's doing and what Bill's doing in Congress. Hayden Paul, representing State Senator Charles Schwartner. Thank you, Hayden. Hayden's been great, man. He's at every event. Man, you're doing awesome. Seriously, you're doing a great job. State Representative John Rainey. Thank you. Did a great job for us this session. Appreciate that. From the Research Valley Partnership, we've got and President and CEO Todd McDaniel. Thank you. We've got Brazos County Commissioner Irma Cawley and Commissioner Kenny Mallard. So thank you. It means so much to me that you guys at the county participated in this and are here today. Really, really awesome. Thank you so much. From the Texas Cable Association, Dale Lane. There he is. Aggie class of 78.
What class are you?
78. Class of 78. I was clarifying class years. I do know some of his upperclassmen, so we can have him pushed still. So don't worry about that. He and I were in a different outfit. So
he can't do it anymore.
I was in the same outfit as Bill Flores.
All right. Outstanding. Good outfit. So easy come, easy go, right? All right. Good deal. On behalf of the City of Bryan, Councilmember Chuck Conderla, thank you for being here. On behalf of City of College Station, our esteemed Director of Economic Development, Natalie Ruiz. Thank you for being here, Natalie. And our good friend, the President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Royce Hickman. Thank you for being here, Royce. And our Director of Operations and Public Affairs, Burl Hegwood. Burl, thank you for being here. Oh, and our Board Chairman, right now? Rich White with HEB. There you go. So good to see you. Yeah, absolutely. We also have our Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO, Shannon Overby. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for seeing you. And our Home Builders Association, John Magruder. Are you here, John?
John's here.
So he'll be here. You're here on his behalf? Okay, outstanding. Thank you for being here on his behalf. All right. And then Suddenlink Southwest Senior Vice President of Ops, Dave Gillis, who I will introduce in just a second. So thank you for being here as well. All right. So, again, I just want to recap a little bit of history for those of you who haven't been here for the entire time, and then I'll make my comments afterwards. Today's announcement is really the result of 2.5 years of the two cities, and I really want to recognize the founding members of the Research Valley Technology Council, which is part of the Research Valley Partnership, the City of College Station, the City of Bryan, Brazos County, the Brazos Valley Council of Governments, and Texas A&M. They all came together. They all came together and funded a committee that would then pursue a next generation city. We wanted to be a gig city. And we told the world we wanted to be a gig city as one community. We put together an RFP. We put together a list of things that we would do. And we brought together everyone from the hoteliers to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We found out that hotels need lots of internet. In fact, they need a lot of internet. You know, the number of devices per person has quintupled in the last 2 years because kids bring 3 internet connected devices, their parents bring 5, and so you got 20 devices in a single hotel room. So we found out that was a big need. We found out from our home builders that the home builders need internet day one when somebody moves in. They need great internet because internet sells homes. And we found out from our people out in the county that were kind of underserved on internet that they badly needed internet to conduct business and to run their farms and ranches. And we found out from businesses that they needed internet. Our new business parks needed internet. So when we started doing this, really everyone kind of came together and said, yeah, this is what we want. This is a critical utility. We need this to happen. So we put an RFP out, and the world started responding. What's more exciting is that our local incumbent providers started responding as well and really did a complete turn on their strategy to respond to our needs. And so that's why it's really pleases me to introduce Dave Gillis, who's going to announce what we're here to talk about today. So, Dave, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Try not to lose any of these microphones, but that might be just Russian roulette, right? First of all, thank you, James. Appreciate that. And howdy.
Howdy. Howdy.
I love that. I really do. We don't have anything like that anywhere else, so it's just awesome. Mrs. Flores, Representative Rainey, Commissioner Cowley, Kenny, Todd, Chuck, Natalie, Royce, and Burl. And I think Shannon and John joined us late as well. And really, all of you, thanks for coming today. We are just so excited, and we want to thank you for coming and joining us. On behalf of Charlotte Strong, who's down here, she's our Vice President of Operations for South Texas and a new College Station College Station resident. Our local system manager, Tom Way, and our 150-member Bryan College Station team, we are very pleased to be here today. This is a great day for Bryan, College Station, and the Brazos Valley, and obviously for Suddenlink. You might recall in August, Suddenlink announced a program known as Operation GigaSpeed, in which we would progressively boost our internet speeds and eventually making it up to a 1 gigabit per second internet service available. With Suddenlink having been part of this great community for many years, we've seen its growth, but probably more importantly, we saw the desire of you all, the local leaders, for its continued growth. I'm pleased to announce today that Bryan College Station is the first Suddenlink-served area in Texas and one of the first in the country where we have now launched our 1 gigabit internet service. It wasn't that many years ago, we probably could have got that much cheer for a 10 megabit system service. And today we're announcing a speed 100 times that. To put it in a little bit of perspective, a movie that would have taken 10 minutes or so on a 10 meg internet speed will now be able to be downloaded in a matter of seconds. There are many more benefits, though, than just entertainment to a gigabit service. Today's announcement puts Bryan College Station on par with just a select few cities in the U.S. with the ability to offer its citizens this kind of service. What's more is we're making this service available to all customers in the area, not just a few chosen neighborhoods or select areas. And I emphasize that because in urban and large cities, companies like Google and AT&T have launched or plan to launch 1 gigabit services, but those will be in relatively small areas, select neighborhoods. In contrast, our service will be available in all areas and all households that we serve or pass in Bryan and College Station. Along with the new gigabit service, we're also announcing today that we're increasing speeds of certain other residential internet speeds, and doing so at no additional cost for our customers. As part of Operation GigaSpeed, we introduced a first phase of speed increases in this area last December. Today, our residential internet customers with speeds of up to 75 megabit or 100 megabit speeds are being automatically moved to services with download speeds of 100 megabit and 200 megabits respectively, again, at no additional cost. Suddenlink standard residential internet download speeds are now up to 50 megabit, 100 megabit, 200 megabit, or our newly launched 1 gigabit service. We're sort of like the Buc-ee's of offerings.
Your nuggets.
I'd like to also say that local business owners will also have access to our new gigabit service, but I should also note that Suddenlink has provided multi-gigabit options for customers for many years, for commercial customers for many years. In closing today, I want to personally thank the Research Valley Technology Council, the cities of Bryan and College Station, and Brazos County for your support, input, and cooperation in helping make this happen. We plan to celebrate this partnership with major marketing efforts. There's a few examples of some things, billboards and print ads that you'll see us be very, very proud of. We are extremely proud to tell not only Bryan College Station, but the world that this is now a gig community. Thanks to everyone for coming today. Please stay and visit afterwards. Enjoy the food and drink that's been prepared. We'll be here to answer questions But for now, I'm going to turn things over to Representative Rainey.
I had about a 20-minute political speech prepared, but I know that I can look at this crowd and they don't want to listen to it, so I'm just going to say a few words. First of all, we're proud to have this service that Suddenlink has brought us in Brazos County. We know that it's going to be an asset for all of the businesses that are here, especially, I think, even for small businesses like mine. I think we'll have a fantastic service from Suddenlink, and we're hopeful that it'll bring many more to our area to become part of our community. And with that, I am also going to tell you that my wife just loves Suddenlink, and she watches lots of movies, and I don't know how many times she's watched Blue Bloods, but it's on pretty regular in our house. So it is a part of our house and our community, and we're proud to have it and have you, and we're thankful for Suddenlink and all the that has been done to bring this to our community. And with that, I'll introduce Natalie Ruiz, who is the Economic Development Director for the City of College Station. And my neighbor.
Mr. Rainey and I are neighbors, and we live in an older neighborhood. And so our cable hasn't always been exactly up to date or 100%, but this is a huge leap forward. And so it impacts me on a personal level, as well as a business level, and looking at a lot of the community leaders here in this room, one of my roles with the City of College Station is encouraging new businesses and new industry to come to College Station, and that's a pretty good gig to have, to be perfectly honest. I think a lot of you can appreciate that. With this additional service, it not only impacts our quality of life at a personal level, but also the speed of doing business and recruiting those high-tech companies that really need to be here in the Bryan College Station area. I want to thank our leadership, James Benham, who is very technical, which I am not, and I really appreciate his leadership in this effort. He mentioned sort of back in the old days when we would go out and recruit businesses, the first questions were, is there a roadway access? Is there water? Is there sewer? There was no discussion about fiber or internet or things like that, but now that's one of the number one things that these businesses are asking for. What is the speed of service? You know, how do we have fiber in the business park that you're promoting? And I'm happy to say now that we do. Thank you, Suddenlink. I really appreciate it. And with that, I want to introduce Chuck Condorler with the City of Bryan. Thank you.
First of all, I want to say, if you believe James Benham's family shows up at a hotel room with only 20 devices, you don't know James Benham. Where's Scott DeLucia, WTAW informating us? Scott DeLucia had him one morning and brought in a backpack and made him explain what all he had. And man, he needed gigaspeed right there just from what he had in his backpack. So, okay, the average family, sure, but the Benhams probably kicked that up 3 devices minimal. Anyway, yeah, but it does make a great point. You know, how many devices did you carry a few years back, James? You know, only 8? Yeah. So the need for the broadband, the need for the 1 gig speed is there, and it's not just so you can watch Frozen for the 89th time. Let it go. You gotta. It's more so, you know, a company like JB Knowledge can pioneer software and work anywhere in Bryan College Station where they have connectivity, and work all over the world at speeds that were previously unknown. I truly believe that Bryan and College Station, with the help of our biomedical corridor, we could very well see the cure for things like AIDS and cancer and other diseases and things that manifest themselves in dark corners of our globe and affect society in a way that's so detrimental. And this is yet another tool companies and people that are pioneering that technology can use to make that happen. So this isn't just about watching Frozen fast, but it's about what we could potentially do as a scientific, as a business, as an economic development driver for our area. It's a much bigger deal than people have even realized, and I think even previous media coverage realized. And I joke with David, because when I walk in the room, David Suddenlink, and you know, when we had the RVTC form, the Research Valley Technology Council, and we came together and put this RFP together, Suddenlink came in, this is pre-David, came in and said, sure, we'll do it, we're right there with you, we're going to give you all the support we can. And we said, great, what can you do per foot, what can you do per strand, what kind of speeds, what date can you do it? And it was not as committal, you know, and so we started doing this RFP process and trying to put together some people that could make this happen, and then Suddenlink came back in a very big way, and Dave and his team stepped in, and I joked with Dave when I came in the room, there were not a shortage of people saying, we can do it for you. Because I joked with them today. I came in and said, hey, you guys really did it. And he said, I told you we would. There was no shortage of people saying that they would, but you did. And so today, Gig'em Aggies, right? Giga Speed is here in Aggieland, where it belongs. We're a Gig'em city already, so a gig city only matches. And you know what? You're going to help us enjoy entertainment with our families. You're going to help us sell things. I don't know how much more jewelry I'll sell, but I'll sure benefit in a community where we potentially could cure serious diseases, where we can conduct business, where we can bring people to town and tell them the story of Bryan College Station, this amazing community that we live in, and here's yet another tool to bring them here. So I not only say, hey, this is great for our community, but I want to pat Suddenlink on the back for really stepping to the plate and doing what they said they would do. Thank you, and I now introduce Councilman James Benham. So I'll close up with a few remarks. About 2 years ago, maybe it was a year and a half ago, one of your competitors said, nobody wants a gig. Very famous quote of his, although remain unnamed, but it was one of your competitors said, nobody wants a gig. And I posed that question to a lot of people I knew in the technology business. Of course, you know what their answer was. And then I went out to college students and I said, does anybody want a gig? And they said, yeah, we want a gig. When it comes to technology and new tools, you really don't ask, do people need it now? The question you have to ask is what will they do with it when they have it available? What will businesses do? What will business owners, when they work from home, be able to do? What will that ranch that's out in rural Brazos County be able to do when they have proper internet? And so I really need y'all to remember that this is about much more than people streaming video. It's about the things, the businesses they can start from their home. For the first 3 years of my business, I ran out of my apartment on Dartmouth. And I could have really used this, let me put it that way. I mean, that's what America's about in a lot of ways. Little small businesses starting out of a garage or out of a house. And believe it or not, a lot of companies are going to start now on gigabit out of their house. And it's about what ideas can be created, about what professors can work from home and research and connect to the university. That's why our peering efforts. So I should note a few other notes that this is about more than just speed. It's a fundamentally different relationship with this key telecom provider in our town. From a few things. First, expanded service to more neighborhoods. More neighborhoods are being wired up with Suddenlink than have ever been wired up in the past. And we're really excited that they've committed to rolling out a significantly different footprint than in the past. That allows our homes, that our city continues to expand rapidly for those people to have service. Secondly, a tighter relationship with the city. So when we identify key strategic business parks and business zones that have to have internet, they're responding now. In fact, Aggieland Business Park for years didn't have internet, and now they have fiber from Suddenlink, commercial fiber. And they're able to actually lease more clients and bring more businesses in. And we've retained, I know of two cases there, where we've retained companies in Bryan College Station because they had access to fiber internet now. That's how significant it is. So it's about more than just gig for your home. It's about a different, transformed relationship with this key telecom provider. I should also note that the city of College Station now leases our dark fiber and dark conduit, and that's available to Suddenlink as well. We've previously told them that. They know, and we're in discussions about where they might be able to use that to provide service in areas they previously couldn't provide it. So we're really excited about kind of the transformed partnership to deliver a key critical telecom service. I should note, when I started all of this, I said that we in Bryan College Station 2.5 years ago were getting 50 times less for 50 times more the price. I'm happy to say we are at parity now. That is no longer the case. We are competitive in a big, big way. Many people will ask about price point residential service. I've been authorized to say it's around the $100 price point for residential gigabit service, which is an extremely competitive price, especially when you factor that in on a per gig price. Obviously, all the tiers below that are a little bit lower. And service, I'm happy to announce, is actually here. So that's the really exciting thing.
You were the first one.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm happy to say I wouldn't get up here until I was able to personally test it. And yes, I did pay for it out of my own pocket. So don't question anything there either. I paid for the service, had it installed at my house. I ran about 20 speed tests, and yes, I did actually get the speeds that were advertised. So it worked. I ran them through the ringer too, and it worked. So service is here, and it's actually functional. With that, we're actually going to move into about 5 to 10 minutes of any kind of QA. And if I don't know the answer, then I'll turn it over for the answer. So anybody have any questions at this point?
Service area, cost, roll out. Yes, sir.
Is it 100? Is that going to be per month?
Yeah, it's $100. It's around $100 per month. And obviously, it depends on if you have other services. So if you have TV, they'll discount that. If you have triple play, it's discounted. So it's around that $100 price point. We know student apartments, and of course, this is our rep from the battalion. We know the student apartments are going to be thrilled about this. Massive multiplayer online role-playing games are going to be awesome over this connection. So just saying MMORPGs are going to be awesome. Oh, I should note, our hashtag for this event is hashtag Gig City. So it's just in case you're tweeting, make sure you use hashtag Gig City for the three people in here who use Twitter. So 5. There we go, 5. Okay. Hashtag Gig City. All right.
Make sure
you'll
be in the whole room.
Exactly, exactly. Other questions?
When will it go in effect?
So, yes, it is available.
You can order it now.
Yes, you can order it right now. I suggest being quick to order because those modems are going to go quickly. So this is a new modem as well. So it's actually a new physical device. It runs on something called DOCSIS 3.1, so it's a new physical device they have to get from Suddenlink. So if they're already leasing a modem, then they would just change that modem out.
That's correct.
So. Other questions?
Are there possibilities of expanding this out into some of our other rural cities?
You know, I think James hit it right. We've tried to be really more aggressive with our new build, what we call new build, or even strategic established neighborhoods that we've missed in the past, and even fringe areas, and we'll continue to look at that as we go forward. But we probably want to get with you, Kenny, and see some of the areas that you think are strategic and see if there's an ability to get there. We have, in addition to really investing locally in Bryan and College Station, we've also dual connected Bryan College Station, one way to Houston and one way to Austin. So as we've left the city on our own fiber now, we go through some of the other areas or communities in Brazos County.
Whereas what we used to do in the past.
We were leased circuits out of here, yeah. So no ability for us to jump on in the middle of that anywhere. But now we've built our own fiber all the way to Austin.
So what that means is the long range haul is now over their own proprietary network. So if those particular outer county spurs happen to be near their trunk line that runs between the cities,
it's a easier economic proposition for us now.
Yeah, which we're thrilled that you're doing that as well. Other questions? Thank you. Very good question. Any other Q&A? Okay, we'll...
About Austin. It's on its way to Austin. I really want them to have it next because I want them to be a gig city.
I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to say we're not thrilled with that proposition.
They would love to be calling gig city.
we're gonna hit the northern side of Austin and Georgetown, Pflugerville and Leander later this year, probably towards the Thanksgiving time frame for them. And I know a lot of those folks like to come this direction too, so it'll be all right. And I will have to say that as James and I got to know each other, we had one commonality, and as we did our channel realignment just a month ago today.
You did it too.
I told you.
You did it. I'm so thrilled.
I'll just say, just look at the placement of the Longhorn Network.
Yeah. I may have made a request that the Longhorn Network appear farther down in the channel lineup so I don't have to pass it on the way from the major networks to ESPN. And I'm happy to announce that it is actually lower in the channel lineup. It is. So I don't have to even accidentally see it anymore. It's great.
And that is a new standard lineup for our entire national footprint. So we just did it here first to set the tone.
That's good bull, right? I don't have to watch like the 20th Charlie Strong special anymore, right? I mean, the Longhorn Network has nothing good to report on right now, so it's really great.
We were trying to get it placed on channel 666. I could not get that.
I actually did ask for that.
I could not get that.
I did ask for that. Saw off the horns of the wicked, right? That's what we say around here, so.